Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy, and it is August the 22nd. It is the 20th day of podcasting, and I believe it is my 7th day. I am actually drinking, and I grudgingly admit this, a St. Pauli Girl Lager. My dad, who I think Ken may have said before, I'm not sure, but when my mother died a few years ago, I knew my dad wasn't doing good by himself, and he actually owned the house across the street from him, which I lived in for a while. And we moved back to be across the street from him and help take care of him. And that's been a challenge sometimes. I get tired of cooking some days, but it is what it is. And I love him, and I won't always have these days, so I try to take that with a grain of salt. But he loves wine, probably too much, which is one of the stresses in my life that I worry about. But he likes to go to Total Wine. And when he goes to Total Wine to get his wine, he knows Ken and I like beer. So he tries to pick out some beer for us. And sometimes it's not too bad. I can honestly say he has never brought home a sour or anything like that that I really love. But pumpkin season's coming. Once that comes, he knows I love pumpkin beer. So every pumpkin beer they have will eventually come to my house. So that's a good thing. But he dropped some beer off today. And he dropped off St. Pauli's Girl Lager. And what else did he drop off? Going into the refrigerator. Not sure if you're going to have the noise of it. I can't even see what it is. Some kind of Hefeweizen beer. I'm not even sure what it is. It's at the back, so I'm not going to look at it. So the lager seemed the lesser of the two. The worst of the two evils, so I'll probably drink it and let Ken have the other. Not too bad. Sometimes I find if it's a beer I don't like, if I add a little lime juice, it makes it much better, so I'll probably do that. But that's the beer of the evening. And went back to work today, and I actually had a really good day because since I am on my way out, I kind of asked if possible, not to be put into a classroom with kids for like 30 days and then yank me out and stick somebody else in, because with the population I teach, it's a very low socioeconomic school. Lot of issues with drugs and things like that. And that's always the type of school I've taught in. You know, I taught for consistently for 26 years and then probably 2 or 3 years more that were not as consistent because of babies and things like that. But it's a pretty rough school, and switching teachers is not a good thing, but hopefully they're still missing a science teacher in eighth grade. I may end up doing that for a month. Hopefully not. I'm not quite in the mood. I had that class a couple of years ago, and I really don't want to have them again, but it'll be okay if I do. But since I'm kind of floating free, I've been helping other teachers, like, decorate and design their bulletin boards and kind of fun things, creative things like that. So I had a really good day today because I like doing things like that. It's the beginning of the year. You love to see that because we all come in very idealistic and everything's going to be wonderful, and we create these wonderful things and these wonderful plans and we're ready to go get them. And yeah, somewhere along the way that breaks down, but we can't control that. So we do the best we can to interest the kids and teach them and try to help their lives be better, because some of them really are struggling, and where who they come to for consistency and actually even discipline kind of thing, the schedules, the, like I said, consistency of things, we really give that to them, and we have to be aware of that in our population. So it's a little tough, but it's all good because we feel like we make a difference. I have decided, though, that I did choose a good year to go out on. We got a new principal last year, and we probably lost 40% of our teachers. So we have a lot of new people, and from what I gather, things aren't going to be particularly good again this year with the administrator. But probably the worst thing of all, and I told Ken this last night, and he just burst out laughing, she got us some new furniture. Now, we're talking 6th, 7th, 8th graders. All of the furniture, the chairs and the tables and everything else have wheels on them, and you can actually raise and lower them, and it's very accessible to the kids. And I just looked at these when I first saw them, and it took everything I had in me not to say, what the fuck are you thinking? I mean, I see the adults playing with them. I can just see sixth graders and up sliding across the floor and raising and lowering these things and playing bumper chairs in the middle of class. So I'm not sure that I'm not doing a good thing by leaving this year, but it is hard. And that was kind of more to my point. I guess this is a dedicated to teachers or teaching podcast. I actually love teaching, and up until the past couple of years, I honestly felt, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but honestly felt like I was a really good teacher. I felt like I made a difference. I had that same input from parents and from kids that I taught in past years. Principals, you know, at one point the principals would bring other teachers to watch me do this certain technique I use. Like I said, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I honestly felt like I was a good teacher. I made a difference. I guess the past couple of years, maybe 3 years it started to go, I just didn't feel like I made quite the difference. I think I got tired. I think teenagers, mother dying, trying to take care of my father, other things in life, I think they made me a little bit emotionally tired. And I think I got more emotionally tired towards teaching. And it's like I always say, people talk about teachers have summers off. Yes, it's very nice to have a summer off. I will tell you that. I mean, I just look, you know, when you're a teacher, you're just almost from the second week of school, you're looking towards the next summer. And people think, oh, you know, they don't work that much, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the things I've enjoyed lately is I've stayed, you know, 8-9 hours, but I'm not bringing anything home. The past couple of years, I've gotten to school at 6:30, a lot of days stayed till 6:30, and brought things home. And even, and you know, Kim was getting frustrated too, because it's like, are you ever going to do anything but this? You know, can we play a game? Can we do something? Watch TV? And as far as teaching those summers, I don't think you could do it year-round. I think for your mental health, if you had to take the impact of, we have about 30 kids in a class, if you had to take the impact of those kids and their issues year-round, I don't think you could do it. And in North Carolina, like I said, I mean, it shouldn't matter, but we're some of the lowest paid teachers in the country. And I have, the frustrating thing for me is I have a master's degree and I'm nationally board certified. And instead of raising my pay for having a little bit of expertise, they're raising everybody up. They've stagnated me at my pay, and they're raising all the younger teachers up. And that is a little bit frustrating that you work hard. But like I said, it's teaching, and you actually feel kind of guilty when you say things like that. You should just do it for the love of the children and learning. And I do, but once again, a little bit frustrating. And I know I've said but a zillion times, teaching kind of makes you ramble on, I guess. but today was a good day. I had fun with that. And I was trying to think if there's anything. I have a lot of stuff I wanted to respond to with other people. And I'm actually listening to DragonCon stories and meeting up with people's stories. I've got a podcast I'm going to do with that pretty soon. But I guess teaching was just a little bit close to my heart today. It hit me a little bit that I was leaving. And I couldn't help but think back to the years ago when I first started. And you're the most idealistic, because I was talking to a teacher today. She's brand new. She's in the room I had. And she had these really cool things. And she's so excited about it. I'm thinking, oh, God, I hope that works. I hope the kids do that, because I've had so many things I've been excited about. And they just didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't work. It was hard to get the kids into them. But she's so enthusiastic. And she's like I was years and years ago. I remember my first year, and I still had the rocking chair. My mom bought, I started in kindergarten. I could not do that for anything now, but I did it then. And my mother got me a rocking chair because she said you can sit for 30 seconds with each child and give them a hug and make them feel better. And at that point in time, I think I did that. And I still cherish that chair to this day. But I guess I'm moving on to the next cycle of my life, and that's good. I'll miss the teaching, but I'm still going to do some things with education and things like that. So it's all good. And I think that's pretty much what I had to say. I probably rambled on a little bit aimlessly because I was on my own train of thought. And my thoughts have been going through my head today. So I hope it all made sense. And I hope everyone has a good day or night, whichever time you're listening to this. And we will talk tomorrow. And this podcast is Creative Commons License, Attribution Share Alike, version 3.0, unported.